The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Norma Foley announced a number of changes to kind of the Leaving Cert curriculum this week. One of them is that SPHE is going to be compulsory for students at second level. With me to discuss, Dr. Siobhan Higgins, lead on the Active Consent Programme at the University of Galway, and President of the Catholic Secondary School Parents Association, Alan Whelan. You're both very, very welcome, folks, and thanks a million for taking the time.
Thank you.
Siobhan, you know, to catch people up, maybe parents of kids who are not of an age yet, or people without kids, and they're wondering, what is this? What is SPHE? What's involved? Why is it controversial?
Oh, well, SPHE stands for Social Personal Health Education. So it covers everything from nutrition to exercise to mental health to sexual health to everything. So how do you move from being a child where everything is done for you in primary school all the way through to become independent, to become a cognizant young person who makes conscious decisions, very thought through, having the right information to make such decisions in relation to who you're going to be friends with, how you're going to be friends, are you going to get involved with drink, are you going to be a smoker, are you going to be a vapor, are you going to do exercise? All of those things, as you become more independent going from a child to being a young adult, you need to have those skills to reduce your vulnerability to actually make the right decisions, informed choices, rather than trying things because you don't know anything better and just following the crowd.
So this is less kind of academics and more equipping kids with the skills to navigate life. Is that an accurate description?
Exactly it. And they don't get an exam in it. What it is now we've seen the importance of giving our young people those skills because they're bombarded with information from all sorts of sources. So if the school can be steady and say, you know, these are the things that are important in life, these are the things you need to know, let you think about them, make informed choices as you go through life instead of being ignorant. So in fact, the SPHE program is about reducing the vulnerability of our children as they become young adults.
Alan is with us as well, like I say, Alan Whelan from the Catholic Secondary School Parents Association. Alan, what issues have you with that curriculum?
There's much that is very, very good in it. It depends how it works. I mean, you have Dr. Higgins talking to you from Active Consent. The one group that hasn't been asked to consent is parents. And that not being asked to consent, they weren't invited. I don't know whether Dr. Higgins was one of the NUIG Active Consent group among the 80 stakeholders who were invited to the Ashling Hotel to discuss this and to consult with one another. Parents were not invited, not one parent invited.
I don't know that that's true, Alan. I'd just like to say that I've been involved with this process from the beginning, with the NCCA starting to try and update the SPHE program because it's way out of date. And parents have been invited. Thousands of parents have written in. Thousands of parents have given their opinion as to what's important, because parents want their children to be safe. Parents want their children to have this information. So I think, in fact, that, you know, there were consultations with stakeholders.
I suggest, Dr. Higgins, that you actually look at the list of those that has been published who attended that 80 stakeholder meeting.
That was the stakeholder meeting.
But you actually read the contributions of parents. I have looked through the list of those who have contributed. I have received the copies of 70 of those submissions, which is more than half. I have read them. The parental responses, which went on emails and in letters, have been ignored large times.
Well, Alan, can I ask? I'll come back to. I promise, Siobhan, come back to you on some of these points in a moment. But just in terms of the content of the course, Alan, like setting aside whose contributions got more attention and whose didn't, what's your problem with the course content?
Well, they have dropped allyship, which we had asked for very, very strongly. We'd asked for mention of marriage and the importance of marriage and long-term relationships. We'd talked about that. We'd asked that there not be examinations. They've accepted that, but they've mentioned the forms of assessment they're going to do. they have left out any real mention of the role of parents. They've mentioned 60 hours of study. They've not mentioned what subjects or what areas are going to have to be dropped. They have, you know, they don't talk about ethos, where they were asked to address the issue of ethos of schools. I have no doubt that the Catholic Education Partnership will come up with an additional input through their Living Love curriculum that will be acceptable in Catholic schools, which are half of the secondary schools within the country. We're all for consent, but we've got a situation, we've got inexperienced teachers who don't consent to this. They're just asked. They're the youngest and the most inexperienced. That's why ASTI has written to all of their schools. Mm. We have one of our parents who attended the DCU training course for SPHE teachers. She has 12 years experience. She was sickened when she attended one of the events and she was shown a porn video from Sweden. No consent asked for there. There is something radically wrong with this national curriculum.
Siobhan, is there something radically wrong here, and should there be inclusion of marriage, long-term relationships and allyship?
Of course, we're talking about relationships and how to have positive relationships, whether they be long-term or short-term friendships, all sorts of relationships. And we're talking about marriage. The average age for Irish young people to get married is 32 and 34. So, you know, that is not relevant necessarily to be talking to 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds about marriage, when that is something that's not going to happen to them for decades. What's important for them is to be able to understand their own boundaries, be able to understand other people's boundaries, and to be able to have those conversations about how to form positive relationships with other people, be they intimate relationships or friendships. And that's what the SPHE is based upon, is how do you build and maintain good relationships with other people, and you don't overstep their boundaries, you don't let them overstep your boundaries. And how do you be a decent human being? That's what the SPHE is about. It's not about exams. It's about giving skills to be a decent human being, which will counteract some of the very toxic and difficult things that young people are seeing online. We've just had a report from CyberSafe Kids about how young people are accessing inappropriate material on their phones from the age of 8 and 9. We need something very steady in our schools where it's education that will give our children the skills to have critical media literacy skills to understand what they're being shown, and to not accept that as that's the way they have to behave.
We're beaten by the clock, I'm afraid. Dr. Siobhan Higgins from the University of Galway, Alan Whelan, President of the Catholic Secondary School Parents Association.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.